I'm talking to Alex Derby, who is playing Professor Higgins in the play My Fair Lady, or the musical My Fair Lady, which takes place from Wednesday the 13th of February to Saturday the 16th. Very good to meet you, Alec.
And very good to meet you. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you to explain a bit more about My Fair Lady. Most of people may have heard of George Bernard Shaw's play Pygmalion, and My Fair Lady is probably the most popular and best loved of musicals of all time. It is said it is the best music of all time, having the features of music and drama that are renowned worldwide, from Broadway to the West End. The story revolves around actually Professor Henry Higgins, who is a professor of the science of speech. He's a phoneticist, and he believes that he can transform a Cockney flower girl, Eliza Doolittle, into a duchess at ease in polite society by changing the way she speaks. And he opens the show with words such as, "Yes, you squashed cabbage leaf, you incarnate insult to the English language. I could pass you off as the Queen of Sheba." However, Eliza, his so-called creation, has a mind of her own, and then a battle of wills begins that challenges them both in fairly unexpected ways, and an unlikely friendship, I think, begins to flourish, because Henry Higgins is a confirmed old bachelor, and he sings a song saying that, "I'm an ordinary man," and also songs such as, "Why can't a woman be more like a man?" and "That women are irrational," and so on. But in George Bernard Shaw's 1912, which is the period in which the piece is set, it was really inconceivable that a Covent Garden flower girl could transcend class divisions. And Henry Higgins describes this as really filling the deepest gulf that separates class from class and soul from soul. But then Eliza, after having her speech lessons and therapy and changing, indeed, the way she speaks, also challenges that, and challenges the questions by saying, "So what is she then fit for, and where can she go, and what can she do, and what's to become of her?" So both Henry Higgins and Eliza have been taken out of their comfort zones, because Henry Higgins being a confirmed old bachelor, and Eliza feeling slightly uncomfortable in so-called higher society.
So you were saying just before I switched the microphone on that this musical hadn't actually been performed in Dorking for how long was it?
Since the last Dorking Dramatic and Operatic Society, DDOS, which was formed in 1927, so it's been performing in Dorking for over 90 years, but first performed My Fair Lady in 1975 and then last in 1989, so it's exactly 30 years. So if one thinks about it, anyone under the age of 40 in Dorking, Surrey area is probably unlikely to have seen it, though they may have seen the film, which in fact came out with Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison in the 1960s. But otherwise they would not have done so. And it's a period piece, set in Edwardian days, as I said, but has some, in particular in this show, being performed in Dorking Halls, we have brought in a lot of extremely good costumes, and particularly for, there is a scene at Ascot Races, and the costumes of that, I think, will be spectacular for an audience to see.
Excellent. I've had a sneak preview of some of them, because they're actually, some of them are stored in your own theatre, just to the back of the Dorking Halls. And we'll talk about your organisation in just a moment, and the theatre. But going back to the musical, can you tell me the dates that the musical will be playing? It's very, very soon, isn't it?
Well, yes, indeed. We open next Wednesday, that's the 13th of February, at 7:45, and at 7:45, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, which is a Saturday. There is also a matinee on the Saturday at 2:30. And there are facilities in the hall for actually disabled people as well, so that's worth mentioning for the more mature people of the community who would really like the music of these shows. I mean, most people know some of the best It is said, as I mentioned earlier, one of the greatest musicals, and certainly the score, the songs, wouldn't it be lovely with a little bit of luck, The Rain of Spain, I could have danced all night on the street where you live, and so on, are really timeless pieces that have been recorded and played. And in London, it was Julie Andrews who played the part with Rex Harrison, Stanley Holloway. Played the played Eliza's father, who is a East End dustman, and in our show it's played by a guy by the name of Mike Sutton, who is a quite rambunctious, larger than life character who also dances, but I think he's more twinkle feet than twinkle toes, but that's another story, but that's a feature of it.
And of course all the music has been written by Lerner and Lowe, very famous musical duo.
Yes, indeed. It first opened in London in 1914, which just before the war and what have you, but it ran in New York actually for 6.5 years, 2,717 performances, more than any other previous musical in stage history. And it ran in London for 5 years, there with Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews. 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Film version got 8 Oscars, including the Best Picture. So it's a
massive hit at the
time, wasn't it? And so an interesting, I think, it's a commentary on, being a period piece, is a commentary on class at the time, but also relationships and how relationships can change. Which I think is very relevant to today, in that where there are bridges between different peoples, different societal elements, different languages, and so it has very much to commend it as a piece of learning as well.
Very much so, very much so. So obviously the cast, you must have some more rehearsals, I'm sure, going on at the moment.
Yes, indeed. We've been very busy this week rehearsing and this weekend, including we have a very large run on Sunday. We have a live orchestra, a 14-piece live orchestra. We have a very good musical director in Andy Payne, who has done a great job with the music and the show itself under the direction of Chris Malone. It's his first show of directing for us down here in Dorking, but he is an award-winning director. He has recently directed Sister Act, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, The Full Monty, and so you couldn't get anything different from The Full Monty from My Fair Lady. and local dance teacher Karen Ward is doing the choreography, which is, she's managed to get people who have more than 2 left feet using all 3 of them, which is also great for the chorus numbers, because a musical is about life, it's a reflection of life, and to bring that on stage in reality, I think is great these days when so much, particularly younger generations, don't see much in live theatre. They're used to looking at a screen, YouTube or whatever, but to see something live and see people doing things, it's just a different reaction. I find particularly with very younger children as well, that they haven't seen live theatre, and that's why, you know, in the UK in particular, pantomime is still reasonably popular because of that live element. And we have a great girl playing, so Eliza Elise Parrish, a local Dorking girl, whose vocals and feeling for the character and the transition from the Cockney through to the lady is also worth seeing.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful performances. I'm sure that would be really worth going to have a look and enjoy the show. And it's at the Dorking Halls, isn't it? You're not able to put it on at your own theatre because you're obviously...
No, we're talking about our own theatre, just seats 90 people, and the Dorking Halls, which seats 700, 800. So we need that. But we do need people... all around Surrey and Dorking, to help and to support local theatre. We cannot do without the support of the local community and people coming to see it. As I said, we've been going for 90 years, but we do need, as they say, we need bottoms on seats in order to make it actually successful, because it's an expensive exercise, the hiring of costumes and the other actually pieces we have to bring in, and sound and lighting and so on. But it's going to be a delight, I think, to do. And it's been, for me personally, it's been a bonus. I first performed with Dorking back in the 1970s, and have been performing in Hong Kong, also in New Zealand. I've just finished 6 months of Phantom of the Opera in New Zealand. And so I bring a lot of experience to it, as do a lot of other people in the cast. And particularly, I have a love of the English language and a teacher of speech myself. So I think, so as Henry Higgins says that...
Yes. I was going to say, this role really suits you, doesn't it?
Yes, and my wife, who's also in the show, sort of, she says I'm actually probably a lot like Henry Higgins anyway, in the perfection. And coming from New Zealand as I did, I have a frustration with the abuse of the language. And I think, as Henry Higgins says, he said, it's the greatest position we have. The noblest thoughts that ever flowed in the hearts of men are contained in this extraordinary imaginative and musical mixtures of sounds. And that's what we're going to present, My Fair Lady, to people in Dorking.
That sounds absolutely marvellous. Okay, now, tickets are on sale right now from the Dorking box office. I believe prices start from £14.
Really, from £14 to £20, you can book online through Dorking Halls, 01306 881717, 01306 881717, or online, www.dorkinghalls.co.uk. And there are seats available for all the performances, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, two on Saturday. And we would love to see you. Enjoy it. It will be an experience to remember.
Thank you very much indeed, Alec.
Thank you.
Alec, tell me more about your organisation.
Well, as I mentioned, Dorking Dramatic Operas, Dorking Dramatic and Operatic Society was formed over 90 years ago. We've performed in Dorking Halls since 1927, and done almost every musical that's been kind of allowed to be played. But not only that, we're an organisation that likes to promote theatre locally. Our byline is bringing live theatre to Dorking, and we have plays and small musicals that we put on our Green Room Theatre, which is situated at the back of Dorking Halls, and plays varying, some modern, some more traditional, from Shakespeare through to Akeborn. In fact, the person playing the part of Colonel Pickering in My Fair Lady has recently directed two Akeborn plays here at the Green Room Theatre. And we see our job as promoting youth theatre, to bringing live theatre to not only to the public, but to try and involve people in theatre in all sorts of aspects, from lighting, where people have an interest in sort of electrics, to video. And particularly these days, it's quite technical with the lighting, actually computerised lighting programs, and all that are things that to learn. So anyone who's interested, please be in touch with us. Actually, we have a website, and more than that, you can come and you can take a program away with you from the show, and then you'll see, please get in touch with us. There's always something going on. We have 10 or 12 productions during the year, and also social functions. We are fortunate to have sort of a social facility with the food and beverage available, so you can come and have a pie and a soft drink.
That sounds pretty good. I'll sign up now. Yes. If I had the time, I really would like to. So, as you were saying, there are so many more opportunities than sort of getting on stage. If you didn't fancy getting on stage, acting, singing, etc., there are so many other roles that you can take.
Yes, indeed. Makeup in particular is becoming far more technical than it ever was, so actually, particularly with the change of lighting. If people may have heard of the word limelight, and that was when stages in the old days used to be lit by lime lights, literally lime burning, And that is why people used to wear very heavy makeup, because the light was so white. Now, of course, the lights are varying colors, and you can get shades and changing lights and what they call moving lights, which can automatically follow someone around a stage, for example. So there's that side, and that then reflects on the makeup. So there are a lot, the art of prosthetics has grown a lot. People with large noses, short noses, or sort of also particular character parts. That is also, so there's that aspect of it. There's also the costumes. We're always looking to people who are handy with, not just handy with a needle and thread, but handy sort of artistically to design actually costumes. And some of the people involved this time have taken advantage of that and have designed new hats for our Ascot races scene, and actually made them themselves as well. So there's that learning process. And of course, having so many people involved, and there's probably the 60, 70 people involved in the production all told, from people working backstage. So if you're handy with a hammer and nails or sort of a paintbrush, then that is also scenery is an important part of shows. And moreover, it's the combination of these things, the putting together the costumes, the makeup, the lighting, the staging, that in fact is part of a whole process that is just interesting to do. And if you do that in an enjoyable social manner, way with people of like skills, and I think, unlike lots of other activities, if for example, I mean, my other love happens to be rugby, and I referee that. So I find in theatre people participating from all walks of life, who either just want to sing or want to perform or want involved in a community activity and giving something back to the community. And certainly DDoS sees itself as one of its key functions is to make sure to keep live theatre going and alive and kicking in Dorking. So there are opportunities for that. So it's a combination. It's quite a technical actually process, and sort of draws on skills for the community, which is, we always welcome people who have anything to offer. Even if you don't think you've got something to offer, we will find something that you have to offer.
Well, I was just thinking, you have a bar here in your own theatre. I'm sure there'd be people that would be willing to help out in such a role.
Yes, indeed, and Shirley, particularly during shows. So I mentioned the number of people who are involved, so they need support. Lots of our people are very busy at work during the day, and they come straight from work to the theatre, and they need some food and some sustenance. And when you're doing a large musical such as My Fair Lady, which goes on in excess of 2 hours, it's quite draining. And we have rehearsals for, 3-4 hours. And if you're going for that time, it's almost worse than playing a game of rugby.
Pretty exhausting, I'm sure. So tell me a little bit about your theatre here. It's rather nice, actually, isn't it? It's rather superb.
Yes, in fact, it was... we own 4 Nissen huts, which were built by the Canadian forces during the Second World War. And after that, they were going to demolish them. And then the local theatre company became involved. And we obtained the use of them for a short period of time, which appears to have been sort of certainly sort of 60-odd years now. And we've turned them into rooms that, as I mentioned before, sort of a small theatre, which has all sorts of lighting and sound equipment in it, so it's fully equipped. A rehearsal room with a bar for social activities, a room where we can make scenery, where we can store costumes and so on. So it's a community facility, which we're very grateful to the local authority and so on to allow us to have this, lease this area, which is so close also to Dorking Halls, which now that it's been refurbished, so several years ago now, and the facilities there are also good, because so the community needs to support that. I think that's very important, and theatre is an important part of community life, in my view.
Very much so. So, as you said, it's so easy to find this theatre. It's right at the rear of the Dorking Halls, at the edge of one of the biggest car parks in town. So there's no excuse. Indeed. It's so easy to find it.
Yeah, so should you have them, parking is available, and in the evenings it's free. So when you come to the show, you will have no trouble with parking. So that will be that's an extra bonus as opposed to traipsing somewhere else. Also, I look at the weather forecast, and not that I'm in the weather forecasting business, but it's going to be fine next week. So, in fact, you can't say it was too wet to go and see My Fair Lady. So you should come and see My Fair Lady, and it'll be an experience of a lifetime. And unless you still remember it vividly from 1975 or from 1989, in which case you probably want to see it again to refresh the memory, bring your children along, bring your family, bring your aunts, bring your cousins, and anyone you know, they would be more than welcome.
It's good fun, isn't it? It's a good fun, this musical, and it's really, there's something for everybody of all ages.
Yes, indeed, yes, because even if you're a bit shy about actually performing in public or on the stage, and we have many, many members who said, there's no way I'm going to go on stage. And within 12 months, they said, this is not too bad, is it? Because everyone gets nervous actually performing, and particularly with younger people. I mean, last year, actually, we did the, or 2 years ago now, we did the musical Oliver, and had lots of children in that, and they just enjoy that experience because there's not much of that sort of activity for youngsters about these days with social media. Yes. and screens and YouTube and telly, or they don't seem to watch television, YouTubes and that's video right. games and everything. But this is something, it's a game in itself, and you're doing something physical, you're exercising your body, your vocals, and so on. So it's a healthy occupation as well, and very rewarding. I've actually found sound. I've been around for a year or two.
Okay, so how can people find out more about your organisation?
Well, we have a website, as I said, sort of ddos.com, sort of actually, so they can go online and have a look there, and but also, more importantly, they should come along and see the show, and that might give them an indication that they would like to be part of that organization. Yes, it's ddos.org.uk, www.ddos.org.uk, and there's information on there about also some previous shows, what is coming up. We have some auditions coming up for the musical Blood Brothers, for example, and there's also some other plays for those who don't feel that their singing should go beyond the shower. But
okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Alec, and good luck, or break a leg.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.